Om Shanti. Baba gives us different titles. Some titles are connected with our efforts. Some titles are connected with intoxication. Some titles are connected with achievements. So when we keep ourselves tight with the titles, it's easy to get all achievements, to get everything what we want. This evening's topic is how to overcome laziness, carelessness, and lazy, carelessness, and excuses. Good topic, yeah? What makes us lazy? When there is some sickness, no? You feel yourself very heavy, you don't want to do anything. When there is sleep, again and again, influence of sleep, one type of another, you feel lazy. When there is heaviness in the atmosphere, or the body is heavy, you feel lazy. So before we overcome something, we need to know. It is just like if I want to cure a sickness, I need to know before cure, one need to recognize the sickness, diagnose. No doctor can cure the sickness when diagnose is right. If diagnose is not good, if it is not a really recognition, we continue to do things as before. What it is that we need to be careful about? Baba is making us carefree kings. So carefree is our aim. What makes us careless? Here we are receiving, achieving all the achievements. Why we are not able to get that all? So very important aspect is the awareness. Awareness. Aware of what? Aware of time. Awareness of what I have to do, my duty. Awareness of season. time, in other words, no. Baba is always speaking about time. Awareness of my fortune and faith of achieving of my birthright. So when we know that there is a train going after 5 hours, how will you prepare yourself? 5 hours. It's all right. A plane is going after 10 hours. You pack, prepare, take the mode of transport accordingly. When there is the awareness that it is very short time left, you become active. And then, even if you want to sleep, for example, the plane is morning 4 o'clock. And we have the habit of sleeping till 6 o'clock. Now, will you sleep till 6 o'clock as usual? You know, the plane will not stop for me. Plane will go at its own time. So here this is just the clarity that it is, I need to reach that place. I adjust my time accordingly. And this is not a worry, is not worry, but it is the concern to catch the plane. It's the aim to reach at the airport before the time. So here, this is the time we are at the confluence age. Time never waits for anyone. As Baba said the other day, death has no calendar. Death has not a fixed date. When it will happen? It is suddenly, it will come. It is destined, but it comes suddenly. So in the same way, time is, we know it is fixed time, and yet we do not know. My time to achieve that is very limited. And yet, the facilities, the methods that Baba has given is very fast. All the achievements can be achieved very easily. As I said, that Baba has given us the awareness of many different, he has given us the title according to the time. We are godly students. Now we are godly students. And godly students are earning an income as well. Study is the source of income. When there is a deep realization of income, again and again full achievement, there's no laziness. We are on the battlefield. We are at war with Maya. At battlefield, have you seen ever a warrior lazy? In battlefield, laziness does not exist. It's not allowed. And so here I am all the time, again and again, Baba says, you are, he gives the intoxication that you are conquerors, you are victorious. So victorious, it means there is a victory. But I cannot be lazy. Yeah, anyway, victory is my birthright. But I win with the awareness that we are on the battlefield. And we are conquering Maya Raman. We are conquering defects, weaknesses, and vices. And so I have to be very careful that there is no defect remain in me. I become very powerful and I am becoming wiseless. To conquer is a challenge certainly. So on the battlefield, one needed to have an exercise beforehand. It's not that when we go in the battle field, then we need to use how the gun is used, how to use the bullet, how to shoot the bullet. No. How to use weapons? It is beforehand. In the army, the soldiers always do exercise in order to keep them active, in order to make them strong. They make them run. Every day there is an exercise. And so exercise means active, there is no laziness. So here we are not fighting external fight. This is the internal fight. It's not physical war. This is a spiritual war. So when this is the awareness, I am at war with Maya. And now Maya is attacking me. Or is at door to come to attack. So I have to be careful. I need to have the recognition in which way, different ways Maya comes to attack. So it's the mental laziness. It's not physical laziness. We are very active all the time. If you ask Brahmins what they say, oh, I'm so busy. Morning till evening, we are busy. Have you ever heard any Brahmin, oh, I am so free, you know. I have so much time. Everyone say, I'm very busy. We have so much service, we have so many students, we have so many programs, we have so many projects. It's always running here, there. We are over busy. And this over busy, we are over busy, but we are not overcoming laziness. So it's a mental laziness. It's not physical laziness. So what is the sleep? And Shivratri's Murli, Baba said, this is the actually topic from that Murli, when Baba says, conquer the sleep, three types of sleep, of laziness, carelessness, and making excuses. So, what we are not aware of, what is the meaning of sleep? Sleep means one thing is that you are not aware, you are not conscious of that. That's called sleep. Not being conscious. When you are asleep, you are not conscious what is happening around. We are not alert. Another is, when you are asleep, you are not active. My sense organs are not active. Even if you are dreaming, if you feel that mind and it is inside active, but the physical organs are sleeping. In your dream, you are climbing a tree, you are swimming in the ocean, you are perhaps driving the car. Your ears are open. Sometimes some people sleep with the eyes open as well. But they don't see. In sleep you don't hear, no? Sometimes at Amrit Vela, even the alarm clock or the song is played, I did not hear, I was asleep. So ears were open. So I was dreaming, I did not hear. So it is unawareness. Sleep is unawareness. And so Baba says this is conquer these three, wake up from the sleep of carelessness. It's like a sleep. So I'm not aware what it is that I have to conquer even. And so when I'm aware what I have to conquer, I have to be active. So it is laziness is that yes, I will do it, no? I know I have to do. It's my defects, my weaknesses. But there's not the importance of time. It's not deep realization. So realization is the first powerful weapon, that if I continue to repeat whatever is happening in me, this will become a strong sanskaras. Something which is happening again and again becomes strong. For example, if there is one layer of dust, I say, okay, it's all right, I will clean it later on. Then the second, the third, the fourth. So this carelessness is making our sanskaras stronger. And if something has become very strong, then to conquer that is, I need more energy. Weakness is increasing, and if I am letting my weakness increase, I am not even realizing that my power from Baba to get the power is also decreasing. So, as from the Copper Age, gradually, our vices and weaknesses were increasing, we were becoming weak. Sickness was increasing. So we say, yes, I will do sometime. Like Baba says, if any mistake you have made, and if you are not active, immediately, honest telling with Baba, you have not, if one mistake is made one time, and you have not told the surgeon immediately, you are not honest to Baba, that sickness will increase. And so what it is? It's a laziness. But at the same time it is carelessness. Because of carelessness, there is fear and there is also laziness of telling. And so I am not aware that this will cause more damage to me, my personality. Confluence age is the time where Baba is giving me power. So I am at war with Maya, but all the weapons that are received from Baba are very powerful. So I have to be, in this aspect, strict with me also. Not easy. Sometimes because of the, okay, it will happen, it is so many. Baba said, sometimes there are mistakes made, especially Baba was speaking about not only purity but anger as well. Baba says, who has given permission to, it's not only just conquering one vice, but you need to be determined to conquer all five vices, companion of it. So where we are careless, that if we pay attention, we have achievement in one thing, we become careless. For example, I have become Brahmin, and I'm intoxication, that I am much better than others. We are Brahmin, so there is intoxication, but this intoxication brings us sleep when I say, yeah, I'm much better than others. On one side it's intoxication, and other side it puts us into sleep of, I am the embodiment of all the qualities and all the powers that what Baba wants me to become. And if one vice is even there, a trace is there, the whole family will enter. Incognito enemies will make attack. So I am at war with Maya, and Maya comes in different ways. So am I using my all sense organs with spiritual awareness? Am I awake, alert, and active? With the awareness of, this is the only time. So active in sense that I need to use the qualities in action. Aware of the subtle form of vices, and realization even small mistakes are very big mistakes. Sometimes we are careless. We say, I have so many things, I do so good things. Doesn't matter if one thing is there. Many good qualities I have. But that this one weakness is the door to bring all other weakness back. So it means I have to be all the time keeping attention and checking. that I don't become lazy and I don't become careless. So it means my third eye is always open. Ears are, what Baba is saying is echoing in my mind, I'm repeating, so it's mental churning is needed. Clarity is needed. Another aspect is that we are now climbing up the mountain. It's a time of progress. And this progress is like climbing up, reaching the mountain top. And when you are climbing the mountain, there cannot be careless or laziness. Cannot be even a second of sleep. I am aware that I have to reach the destination and I'm on journey. So there may be up and down in my life. I need to have enthusiasm. So there I need courage. Awareness as well as courage. The more I progress, the more obstacles will come. And I need to have faith in myself. This is the only time of earning an unlimited income. And Sakar Baba used to give example that when you are earning an income, you travel by train, some of you come by train. So in midnight also you are sleeping, this chai wala comes, garam chai, garam chai, garam chai. On the station you hear the noise. Hot tea, hot tea, garam chai, chai. They are not sleeping. We are sleeping in the train, though we cannot sleep and still we are sleeping. But those who have to earn in money, they don't sleep. They are awake because they earn income. Sakar Baba used to give example. He had a shop, jewelry shop in Calcutta. And at that time, steamer used to come. The foreigners will come by steamer. And at the time when the steamer is come, all the midnight is not midnight time. It is just like exact like daytime. There is so much activity taking place and all the businessmen are very, very active. When your shop is opened, are you sleeping at that time? You have to go to job and you are earning quite a good income. You go early morning, 4 o'clock. People go for a job, getting up 3 o'clock and get the train 4 o'clock or 3:30. They do night shift. What enables them to conquer their sleep? Income. So it's intoxication that now is time of inculcation. This is the only time that Baba is decorating me with all the qualities. And I need to take interest. And I have to have faith that this is my own qualities which are in me, I put into action now. Inculcation is in action, qualities in exercise. Inculcation is not only just to put it in, but in action. Income comes is only when I give out something, I invest. I have to play this with these qualities. This quality should play in our role. And so on one side it's we are at war with Maya, and other side we are, in order to make it easy, careful, but not careless. We are on a battlefield and we are also at the playground. It's a match. When you are watching a match, you are also very alert. Have you ever seen somebody who is really interested in watching match and falling asleep and dozing? Interest makes you awake. So my interest is, it's my deep desire is there. So there it is, this I need to bring my aim and object alike. As is my aim, so are my attributes. And so, on the field of action, what comes has to come in my action is my qualities. This is what Baba says, that you, through your features, through your character, through your face, Baba will be revealed. And when we are defeated, it is also our face and action shows, no? If I am defeated, it's my face shows I am defeated. My eyes, my mouth, my behavior, my activity shows I am conqueror or failure. I pass with honor or I fail. So here is the awareness that I am on the playground and I must win the match. So there I need to be active. I need to be alert. From which direction Maya is coming? And it means that I am not saying why this other person is trying to create anger in me. Why this person makes me disturb. So I cannot make excuses. No, Baba said other day that some children say, Baba, I am so peaceful. I want to be very peaceful, very patient, very loveful. But nature and behavior of this person disturbs me. But because of this person, this is excuse. In fact, that is an opportunity that if other person has come with a negative force, my quality has to play the role to do it good. So here I am overconfident about my own quality and that becomes carelessness. I'm lazy in using my quality at that time. And in this way, I am defeated. Because then I also lose my quality. I get angry because other person telling lies. Many say, I never get angry. But because this person makes so many mistakes and telling lies, and that's why I get angry. And so other person is telling lies, and I get angry. Who is victorious? So telling lie is part of, is the army of Maya. And anger came through me, so it means Maya created such a powerful magic that my quality became anger. So Ravan became victorious, no? So I lost my power. So am I really so powerful? I am really so careful? That it is a battlefield. Of course I need to bring my qualities, I have to be careful. And I am interested to use my qualities when challenges are there. So even if sometime I have lost the game, a good player never loses enthusiasm. Well, brings the qualities again. So why we become depressed? Because we lose our enthusiasm, our self-confidence, that it's a real play. It's a real play and I must be active. I cannot be careless. I cannot be lazy. Or I cannot make excuse if I make a mistake. I say, others are also doing the same thing. Then think I do good. One excuse is, others also do the same. Even Maharathi makes this mistake. So what is at that time? My intellect is asleep. Of not maintaining the truth. That when somebody is Maharathi and Maharathi is at the stage of Maharathi, will not make a mistake. At that time, that is also not Maharathi. And so that person has fallen in the ditch. I have also fallen with him or her in ditch. So I was not careful. And so mistake of other created excuses. So I am defeated. I am showing I am victorious by making excuses, but I am defeated. So intellect has to be very clean, pure, divine. Laziness is because it's mental laziness. This is why I need churning. In order to conquer laziness, I need to be knowledgeful. To overcome laziness means I must be master knowledgeful. Not sleeping. Awareness of time, awareness of achievement. And in order to be careful, I need to have the intellect, divine intellect, clear intellect, pure intellect. So I'm able to observe this is weakness, but this weakness of other should not make me weak. Infectious disease we take very quickly and we also become sick. And excuses are because of ego and lack of self-respect. Or another reason is there's not realization of taking the responsibility. excuses are sanskaras, born through the sanskaras of ego. And ego don't care about what is to be done. I make excuses. I would never accept my mistake, and I make excuses. Or situations will be that I don't have self-respect and mistake is made, some weakness has come in me, and I say, because of this happened. And then I would say, but many times I do this, it's only one time it happened. My ego would not accept that I need to transform. It's connected with sanskaras. Excuses are creation of sanskaras. Carelessness is the creation of intellect, and laziness is the creation of the mind. So this is why mental laziness, carelessness, and excuses. And all three are sleeping. Not sleeping, the sleep then becomes unconscious. And long type of unconsciousness means inactive, paralyzed. And then it needs rehabilitation again and again. A lot of exercise is needed to be inactive. So mental exercise of churning. But churning deeper, deep churning. Not only superficial. As Baba said, if it is a superficial way, there is only, or enthusiasm is created. So if you see only in a superficial way, you get fishes, fish, right? But you go deep in, what will you find? Jewels. You will find valuable things. So earning is, churning is earning. So, knowledgeable soul. But with knowledge is realization. Realization of time, realization of income, realization of it's the time of progress, it's a season. If I don't earn now, I will never earn. It's a play of the whole cycle. If I miss the opportunity now, I will miss forever. It's a time of making fortune. Of course we get like whatever is time of the seasonal fruit is there. If I am active and getting seasonal fruit, it's joyful, it's easy. But then later on we will get this. But it is frozen fruit. You get it. But there's not that taste. There's not that satisfaction of really achievement. So internal realization, first step is realization. With that we conquer our sleep or sickness. It's a sleep or sickness that creates laziness or tiredness. So whatever I am even if I am making Brahman as a Brahmana, but I am not making effort with enthusiasm. Lack of enthusiasm is also laziness. That's why Baba says you should fly now with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Accurate zeal, accurate enthusiasm. Then faith in the intellect, if I am not victorious, who else would be? Victory is my birthright. This is the only time of all achievements. And my self-respect. So when self-respect is there, then I cannot make excuses when I have made a mistake. I cannot blame others. It's again because I am not really realizing that it is for my benefit, transformation is my benefit. For my benefit it is transformation. I cannot make excuse because of this, because of others. To accept my own weakness is not a weakness, it's greatness. It is really greatness if it is, because when I maintain my self-respect, I am thankful that others have drawn my attention towards my weakness. But if I don't accept, I react and reject. The reason is my ego is not allowing it and I make excuses. Or my lack of self-respect. It's the same thing. Ego and self-respect are the same. Ego and lack of self-respect are the same thing. With self-respect, I take the responsibility. And so, with responsibility, I cannot make excuses because of this happened. I cannot blame others. So in order to overcome excuses, it means I need maturity and responsibility. In my sanskaras, there have to be maturity. And my sanskaras, responsibility. Then I cannot blame others. Excuses are blaming someone else. This is my sanskaras of blaming others. This is the mother of blaming others. So here it is, our responsibility is for the whole cycle. Baba is giving the responsibility at this time to sustain myself and sustain others for the whole cycle. Baba is giving me responsibility to give the power to the souls, those who are with me now, as well as my devotees, for the whole cycle, subjects of the devotees. So in this aspect, it is the sanskaras of self-respect will make our sanskaras divine. With the divinity of self-respect and responsibility and honesty. With honest sanskaras you change, you conquer excuses. When there is dishonesty, you make many excuses. Falsehood makes many excuses. Check, is my heart honest? Am I making honest effort? I, the soul, am now is a time to step into the golden age, to the age of truth. Is really truth in me? Am I able to, even if somebody had said something wrong to me, I have not made a mistake, and I maintain my truth. So that truth accepts the stability in you, and you conquer, even the blame is not blame. You become aware of this. In future you don't make mistake. The truth makes it clear you have not made a mistake. You maintain your stage. But truth has to be there. Truth makes me unshakable. It's the power of truth. You conquer excuses. It's royalty and responsibility, you conquer excuses. It's maturity and realization of, it's the time that I am Baba's companion, I am merciful soul, I am loveful soul, this kind of divine sanskaras, you conquer excuses. Either weaknesses of the self or weaknesses of others. And here you become conqueror. Because it is the sanskaras of others, sanskaras of my own, is a battle, no? So in means, again it comes back to realization, means the reality of myself. And reality is purity. Reality is knowledge. Reality is I, the soul, am child of God. And so, on one side I am peaceful, on other side I am very active. I cannot be lazy. And for that, Baba said, you need to have determination. So in order to conquer mental laziness, you need to have the activity at the exercise of the mind churning, but at the same time determination to transform the self. Determined, drar nishche means faith and determination both. Intoxication, carefree king, but at the same time careful of. The third eye is open to see in how in a subtle way Maya comes. Which kind of company I am keeping. Careful of what company I keep. Do I have the company of truth? Or do I have company of falsehood? Or I have still company of my old past sanskaras. So with this intellect when it is open, then automatically we are able to conquer the laziness of our mind because manmana bhava makes the mind relaxed but not lazy. Easy but not lazy. Because in a yogi stage, is easy life and yet active life. Responsible and yet free from worry. Carefree king. So it is intoxication. Carefree king. So churning is earning. Realization of time makes me active. Alert. I am child of the Almighty Authority and establishing the new world with Him. So everything new has to happen. New age is being established. Golden age is established. The age of truth is established. I have to go to the age of truth. So my sanskaras of truth are there. There's no excuses. It's a simple excuses means changing one thing another. And that is the character of falsehood, of Copper Age and Iron Age. Because there we lose our self-respect, there we lose our truth, there we lose our purity. And so when there's deep purity within me, honesty in me, this sanskaras I am. So I need to bring this sanskaras. So I need to again focus all these three, my mind, my intellect, and my sanskaras on one. And so then is my aim to become number one. Player number one, marshal in harmony, commander in chief, Maharathis, Mahavir. So then again these different titles. I am Mahavir. I am a victorious jewel. I am earning an unlimited income. I am carefree king. Baba is giving me the crown of responsibility. So how can I be careless and how can I make any excuses? So these are, on one side is decorations, and then these are then weapons as well. This is why Vishnuji is always shown with crown and weapons. Goddesses are shown with the decoration, with the jewelry and weapons. Deities do not have any violence. Why should they have weapons? So these weapons, they become weapons to conquer Maya. So this realization, determination, courage, confidence, responsibility, honesty, these are weapons to conquer the sleep. Because then I'm active all the time, it's awake. It means the third eye is open, I'm awake, constantly awake. Then I'm not tired. Because happiness is the best nourishment at all. We are experiencing the achievement, the satisfaction. So happiness makes us active. Because we are victorious. And then we have played the part of the whole cycle. So I cannot be lazy. Drama does not allow me to be lazy. So different titles that Baba has given us, through that we are able to make ourselves powerful. Spiritual weapons make us powerful. and so we are victorious of every kalpa. Sleep is the symbol, and the most majority sleep is with closed eyes, and awakening, opening of eyes. So now my third eye is open. I'm aware of time. I have intoxication, happiness. And then I am dancing in happiness. In dance you cannot sleep. When you are dancing, can you sleep? It's a dance of sanskaras of happiness. Dancing the dance of harmony of sanskaras. It's not battle anymore. It's not a question of battle anymore. This battle becomes a dance which creates joy in us and joy in others. And in happiness, you don't sleep. You don't feel tired. And this is why deities are always cheerful. So truth is living in our life and we are blissful. All three are transformed then. Laziness, carelessness and excuses. It means purification takes place. So I am the child of the purifier. Healthy, wealthy and happy. When mind is not weak anymore, through churning, it becomes healthy. Intellect with income becomes wealthy. Sanskaras become divine and brings happiness in life. Divinity, golden age means happiness. Okay? Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Sit with the awareness. I am a victorious jewel. In order to make my mind active, I spin the cycle of self-realization. Baba has given me clear mirror to see myself. What makes my mind weak? What makes me heavy? What makes my mind dirty? The realization of my own inner being, of my true self, mind is focused only on one. With the flying speed. Their zeal and enthusiasm just to fly to Baba. Freedom. and love. Make me active and yet silent, still. This is the inner strength, inner power of the mind. I enjoy inner silence. With an awakened mind, an active mind, experience is action of the mind. There is superfluous with joy. And satisfaction. Conversation, inner conversation, spiritual chit chat with Baba. Keeps my mind active. There's a balance of activity and satisfaction. Awakened and relaxed. Creative and detached. Confidence and trust. honesty. Surrendered. This is state of Manmanabha. Create the feelings of benevolence. The yoga of the intellect. Relationship with the teacher, the supreme. Might of the Almighty. This ornament works like a mace. Enjoying the challenges with self-respect. As this is through the qualities and powers given by the Almighty, through my practical life, I glorify God. I hold the power of detachment as I remain aware of the internal might of the Almighty. The intellect, is divine, careful, detached. My consciousness, state of being, lotus-like. Weakness mud or personality of others cannot touch me. I cannot make any excuses. I just remain detached. Like a flower, pure, beautiful. No matter how many weaknesses or situations are in front of me, I hold on to my qualities, my pure character. Consciousness. Detach from the body, from the mud, up above, from emotions, reactions, concentration. Challenges. I focus only on myself. And enjoy the fortune of belonging to Him. Then there is enthusiasm of revealing the truth with self-respect. Responsibility, with humility, as Vishnu, I am the embodiment of purity, spirituality, royalty, divinity, and divinity. Spiritual ornaments, spiritual virtues and powers are my weapons to conquer laziness, carelessness, and excuses. Om. Shiva.